The shooting at the Texas military base claimed the lives of 4, including the gunman, a U.S. soldier. 16 were left injured. It was the second shooting at Fort Hood in 5 years. Thursday, a moment of silence was held on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives for the victims. Western Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Richard Neal.
There was a moment of silence, and when something of this magnitude of the killings that took place at Fort Hood occur, then not only is there a moment of silence, but the entire delegation from that specific state, in this instance Texas, they call attention to the issue on the floor, and the delegation assembles, and then the House responds by standing and offering a moment of silent tribute.
Reflecting on the incident carried out by alleged shooter Ivan Lopez at the largest military base in the country, Neal said beyond precautionary steps already in place, it's difficult to guard against such actions when mental health issues are involved.
I think that we're all in a free society, vulnerable to that individual who has mental health challenges that allow him or her in a very crowded area to pick up a weapon and to inflict the kind of anguish that was inflicted at Fort Hood.
Bill Owens, a Democrat from northern New York, said it's too early to tell what or if any congressional action will be taken, but said he's focused on ensuring help is available to personnel on U.S. military bases.
We have not had a full investigation yet, so I think we need to go through that process. And at some point in time, we'll know whether or not this will require congressional hearings. What it clearly points out is that there is an ongoing need for mental health professionals at military installations. Interestingly enough, this is a conversation I had with 3 of the Surgeon Generals yesterday, an appropriations hearing, where we looked into, or I asked the question about this. And so I think that what we really need to focus on is making sure it doesn't happen again. And I think the only way you can even begin to take a step in that direction is to make sure that you are adequately staffed with mental health professionals.
New York Republican Chris Gibson said he and his wife Mary Jo were both deeply saddened by the shooting event. The Army colonel, who spent 29 years in the military, said he understands the challenges of military life and those facing military families. Gibson said the incident also underscores the importance of supporting mental health programs. He said one of the greatest steps is to make sure community peer-to-peer programs among veterans and active service members are made available.
As a commander, so many of the systemic programs do make a positive difference, but the most important aspect of a program is a peer-to-peer dimension, so that if a service member or family member gets into crisis, that they have a friend who will be there for them to help them get through that period of crisis, so that the longer-term systemic programs can take effect and make a difference.
Injured in the shooting was Major Patrick Miller of Allegheny County, New York. In a statement, Governor Andrew Cuomo said, quote, "I joined the nation in mourning the loss of those Americans who demonstrated great patriotism in serving their country," unquote. The governor offered his thoughts and prayers for a speedy recovery to the injured victims and their families. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.